Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my love, and welcome back. Today, we're going to explore a topic that came up very organically for me this week, and I shared about this topic of energetic containers and creating healthy boundaries with social media on my Instagram stories. And I got so much interest, I thought this would be a fun one for us to explore, because the reality is we all interact with social media in some way. And chances are, if you're like most people, especially if you're an entrepreneur who has to actively use social media for marketing purposes, you might find social media to be a little bit draining. So I'm going to share a little bit with you about my approach to this and why I create a sacred container for my interactions with social media and what that does for me. So you may not have heard the term container before. And if you haven't, you're not alone. I hadn't been exposed to this until I began joining women's circles. But a container is essentially you can think of it as a bubble. So you have your physical body, and let's pretend that you're in your office. So you're sitting in your office at your desk, and you have a desk and a chair and a computer, and that's the physical. It's what you can see with your eyes. But let's say you're now going to use your computer to connect with someone who is in another country through Zoom. So they're not physically there with you, but you're still able to create a connection. So how is that if they're not physically present with you? Well, even though you're not interacting with their body, you are engaging with who they are as a person. And if they're feeling happy, you can sense that through Zoom. And if they're feeling sad, you can sense that as well. So think about some of the Zoom meetings that you've been in. I bet you've been in a couple where everyone felt really connected and high energy, and it was fun and great. You've probably also been in a Zoom meeting that felt tense. There was just a negative vibe. And when you signed off, you were like, oh, I am so glad to be out of that. Now, that's all taking place to some degree in the etheric, because those people are not physically sitting in front of you. But you can still sense them. And the same goes for when you walk into a room and the people there have just been having an argument, and you walk in and you're like, ooh, this feels tense. I don't know why, but I'm picking up on this negativity. You're sensing the energy of the space. So now imagine that you could wrap that energy in a bubble. That is a container. And you can fill the container with whatever you want. You can fill it with a lot of really yummy juiciness, or you can fill it with negativity. But containers are naturally created when people gather around something they share. So maybe it is a PTA meeting for your child's school. Maybe you're in a program to help you build your business. Maybe you're in a mother's group or a mother's circle. And when I joined my first women's circle, it was called Sacred Motherhood, and my son was about one. That was the first time I really experienced the energy of a container. And the beautiful thing about a container is that it holds energy. So it can enhance positive energy if you are going to a mother's group that's focused on breastfeeding, or it can also contain negative energy. So for example, I've also used containers when I've done deeper trauma healing work. Because when you go into trauma healing, you have to pull up old memories that are painful, and you don't necessarily want that leaking out into your life when you're not actually doing the work. Like, you want to be able to do that work for an hour or however long you're spending, and then you want to be able to contain it so that you're not walking around feeling re-traumatized all day. So a container can do that. And the beautiful thing about setting a container, setting an energetic field, and we'll talk about that more in a moment, is that the container actually does some of the work for you because there's an amplified effect. And this is true whether you're working with it individually or if you're in a group, but especially if you're in a group, because when you invoke the energy of a container and you start to work with that, the energy is present whether you're actively calling upon it or not. But the key is you have to actually invoke the energy, which basically means you have to say, I'm creating this container, and this is why I'm here, and this is the energy that I'm calling in. And maybe the energy is, I'm going into a trauma healing session with my therapist, and I want to call in healing at a deep level, and I am calling in the energy of readiness to confront these traumatic experiences. Or you might be in a container to do deep personal growth work, maybe with some other mothers, and you might say, we're in this container to evolve who we are as conscious parents. And you call in the energy of conscious parenting. But the key here is you have to say it. You have to invoke it. Because unless you seal the container in that way, the bubble, it doesn't close. So when you don't have a bubble, stuff that you don't actually want can get in if you're trying to create a space that's very positive, or it can get out, like when we interact with social media. Have you ever been on Facebook and you've been scrolling through your feed and then you close the app and you're like, ugh, I just feel kind of yucky now. Why do I feel yucky? It's because you're picking up on energy that's in the feed, or maybe you saw something that just kind of sticks to you and it makes you feel not so great. I know that I've certainly experienced this, whether it's someone going on a rant on their feed, or maybe you just sense a lot of stress. I mean, certainly during COVID, there have absolutely been times where people have felt more fearful, and that absolutely comes through. And yes, you can pick up on it in their words, but if you're listening to this podcast, my guess is you're more intuitive, so you're probably picking up on the energy as well. You know, it's like when you hang out with a friend who's really, really stressed out, and you walk away from that interaction, you're like, ugh, I feel stressed out now, even though this isn't happening to me. And it's because if you have any degree of empathy, you take on some of that energy. So a container is a beautiful way to set some very clear boundaries about what's allowed to stick to you, because you want the good stuff, and what has to stay out. So some questions to ask yourself about how you've been interacting with your social apps are, how do you feel when you leave? Do you ever feel drained or tired? And do you sometimes feel like the time you put in just kind of goes into this black hole where nothing ever comes out and you don't really receive anything in return? Those are all signs that you might benefit from creating a container around your interaction so that you can curate why you're there, what you experience when you are, and then what you receive in return. So another way to approach this is think about a group that you were in. Maybe it was a class in school when you were a kid or an extracurricular that you really loved. Maybe it was your band, your high school band. Just feel into the energy that group held for you. When you walked into that classroom and you got your instrument, how did you feel? Did you immediately feel better or more relaxed or more excited? I know that when I was in high school, I was in a singing group. Little known fact, I'm a classically trained singer, and I was through college, and I'll probably have to bring that into the podcast at some point. It's kind of fallen by the wayside in my career life. But when I would walk into that classroom, the Madrigals, I would walk in and I would instantly feel lighter, more relaxed. I literally felt good walking into the space. It felt like a safe space for me. And the other kids in the class felt the same way. But nothing actually happened. Like if I had been looking at the physical world, there was nothing to suggest that I should feel that way when walking into that room. But the fact that I did suggests that there was a container at work. There was a container, and because the kids coming into the Madrigals loved it and felt connected to each other, and we were there to create music, beautiful music, so it was uplifting for us. We were pulling in an energy of safety, of growth, of love. So simply by entering that container, we started to reap the benefits. And even when we weren't in the classroom, we actually still reaped the benefits of the container. Maybe we would hear a piece of music and it would evoke that energy. But the beautiful thing is that when you create a container, it begins to do some of the work for you without any conscious effort on your part. And you can create a container for any program you're in, any class, any women's circle, any group. You can create it for a meeting that's on Zoom or work that you're participating in by yourself. Like if you've decided to work with meditation and you have a particular intention or energy that you want to call upon, maybe you want to call upon healing energy, you might create a healing container, or you might create a container for sex. If you want to get pregnant and you're trying to raise some fertility energy, you might create a container that'll allow you to be more present in the moment with your spouse. Because let's be honest, moms, when was the last time you had sex and you weren't thinking about something for your kids or work or something that you had to do? How often are we fully present? So, you know, leaving the energy piece aside, I think we could all really benefit from simply creating some boundaries that allow us to be more present in the moment. You could create a container for play with your kids. You know, if you're playing Candyland for the 100th time and your mind wants to wander because it's not that engaging for you, you can create a container to hold that energy with your children so that you can be more present and just fill the room with love. And the same methodology applies to running circles. So if you're someone who runs a group program or events, these are essentially live containers. And so you can create the same type of structure to basically hold that energy and amplify the experience for the people participating. Now, as an entrepreneur, this is actually really important because if you've ever led live calls, I mean, even if you're not an entrepreneur and you're in corporate and you lead calls or meetings, sometimes you might leave feeling drained. And often that's because when you enter the room, people feed off your energy. You are on. And so you start to burn your own reserves to show up for and create a feeling of energy in the room to get people to focus on you. And you basically fuel that with your own fire, with your own life force. Well, that's a problem because, honey, you need that life force to fuel yourself. You need it to fuel your life. So when we begin to leverage containers, whether we're interacting with social media or we're leading something or we're with a group, maybe it's a classroom if you're a teacher, by creating a container, you allow that energetic bubble to do some of the work for you. And when you invoke it with the intention that in this meeting, the intention for this container is to get to this end goal. We need to create this deliverable or whatever it is. You can allow the container to do some of the work for you. And if this is your first exposure to this concept, you might be thinking, okay, well, Rachel, this sounds great, but if I can't see it and I can't feel it, how do I know that it's actually working? This all sounds a little bit out there and woo-woo. And I get that. I really do. I mean, remember, I've had to reconcile my left Yale-educated brain, my corporate powerhouse brain, with the right-brained, feminine, more intuitive side. But I've seen these containers work incredibly. So I'll give you an example. I'm in a program. As you know, I study the divine feminine, and I'm on the priestess path. I work with priestessing. And I'm in a container with other priestesses where each month we deepen into a different energetic archetype. So we basically work with a certain energy. So in the summer, we might be working with the goddess of love, and she's all about unconditional love and fertility and being in that full flow. And this is not worship based, it's energy related. And there are certain personal growth lessons and certain shadows that we work with each month. It's essentially therapy on steroids, is how I like to think about it. But what's really interesting is because I'm in this program year round, some months I'm really busy and I don't have enough time to show up to the live circles with the women, or I don't have enough time, or rather, because time is an illusion, I don't create the space to do the work. What is fascinating is I have noticed that just by virtue of being in the container, whether I work with the journaling exercises or not, whether I show up to the live circles or not, the school of life will teach me whatever lesson I'm supposed to learn with that archetype. So here's a perfect example. This month, we're working with the energies of the wise woman, and she's all about simplicity and really paring down your life experience to what really matters so that you can just feel into the core of who you are and what's important to you. And there's lots of other stuff too that goes with the wise woman. But what's really interesting is I wasn't really feeling her. I wasn't really feeling her energy. I wasn't really feeling the container. And I actually started to think to myself, well, maybe I won't continue this program next year because I don't have the space this month to actually sit down and do the work. And then I realized when I finally showed up to my sister circle that the whole month the wise woman had been teaching me. Because as a family, we had a situation of some financial stress come up. And so all of a sudden we were like, okay, well, you know, let's stop spending on this. Let's use what we have. And in the process, we ended up clearing out parts of our garage, clearing out parts of our pantry, stuff that, to be honest, we'd been avoiding forever. And that is the essence of the wise woman. So that energy showed up in my life, whether I was consciously engaging with her or not. And it's not just this one example. This has happened for me over and over and over again, just by virtue of being in a container. Because when you create that energy bubble and you anchor it with your intention, it begins to do the work for you without you having to consciously try. And that's really the heart of the feminine. We work with the natural energies of the earth so that we can receive more by doing less. And this is very, very important for us mamas because we don't have an abundance of time. We don't have a lot of extra energy. So it is critical for us to make the most of what we do have. So I know that was a bit of a tangent. Let's get back to the social media because I think this is a very present example. So why would we create a container for our social media? Well, the reality is it's a drain for most people most of the time. And this happens for a lot of reasons. So I'm going to give you some signs that social media isn't quite working for you and that you might need to create a more intentional boundary-centric container. So do you open Facebook when you need a distraction? So I used to notice that when I would encounter something stressful, I would immediately get the impulse to open up social media because my brain was like, oh, well, let's not feel that difficult feeling. You're feeling uncomfortable, so let's distract. So do you turn to social media because you need to feel better? Because you're maybe avoiding something that's uncomfortable and it's a really effective distraction? Or do you find that throughout the day you just have this desire to check the app? You just have to know, and it's like a gut reaction. You're always reaching for the phone. Well, that's usually a sign that your brain is getting hooked on the dopamine hit that you get from social media. And you'd probably benefit from some stronger boundaries because it's interesting. There's research actually on what happens physiologically when we open up social media. And it activates the sympathetic nervous system. It actually stimulates a fight or flight response. So the heart rate goes up, adrenaline starts coursing, and this is actually scientifically studied. But our brain kind of gets addicted to that. Now, another sign is you just don't feel great when you check your social media. Maybe you have some comparisonitis. where you're looking at that other mom with the great bod and feeling bad about yourself, or feeling jealous because somebody just went on a fabulous vacation. Now, social media, when approached correctly, can be very inspirational and aspirational, and this is great, but there are some shadow sides as well. And that's why anchoring a container and curating it is so important, because you can mitigate some of that. And then the last sign is you just feel drained. You just feel tired after checking social media. So again, the key here is intention. What is your intention for showing up on social, and what do you actually desire to get out of it? Do you even know? If you sit with that for a moment, do you know why you're on social media? And if you're an entrepreneur, you might say, well, yeah, Rachel, I know why I'm on it. I'm on it to build an audience and to talk about what I do and to make sales. Well, maybe that's why you're on it on paper. But when you go a level deeper, what is your true intention for being on social media? Is it because you depend on what others say about you to feel worthwhile? Is it because you are genuinely showing up from a desire to serve your community and to serve the highest good? And what do you actually desire to get out of it? Are you looking for the distraction or the dopamine hit or to feel good about yourself? Or are you looking to receive abundance, financial abundance, an abundance of love, appreciation, connection? Have you ever sat down to think about it? Probably not. I mean, when you start Facebook, there's not a push notification that pops up that's like, what's your intention for being here today? I think that if Facebook did that, it would probably be a much warmer space. I think if people were prompted to think about why they're really there, they might have to look into the dark mirror of themselves, or the bright mirror, depending on how you're showing up. But the point is that, you know, most people don't think about it. So that's okay if that's where you are. But here's the thing. When social media becomes really aligned and when it's working for you, which it can when you set the right container, it starts to feel very purposeful. You show up and you know why you're there. It's not an intention. It's not a distraction. And the beauty of this is that it makes it easier to resist picking up your phone when you do need a distraction, because you have clarity around your purpose. So when you open that app with a clear intention, guess what? You start to leave with your intention fulfilled. It shifts the way that you interact, and it shifts the way that people interact with you, because that container starts to do the work for you. So imagine going on Instagram and leaving feeling uplifted and inspired and accomplished without any of that yuck that tends to stick to us. When social media is aligned for you, you don't feel the FOMO when you're not in the container, because you start to trust that I'm going to see exactly who I need to see when the time is right. I'm not missing anything because the container, the universe, the divine, however you want to think about it, will bring me what I need in the right time. And then the last piece is you end up with some really clear boundaries around how and when you'll use social media. And when you start to respect those boundaries, it becomes easier to not break them even when you're tempted that, oh, I just want to send one more DM or one more response or post one more story. So for me, I have some very specific rules around when I'll engage with social, how I'll engage with social, and then what the red flags for me are when I'm not engaging appropriately. So I know that this has been a lot of theory. I have a whole methodology around how I create a container, and then how I actually, so because there's a methodology to setting it up. It's not complex, but there is a specific set of steps, and it's actually very similar to how you would set up a container for like a women's circle or a program or a call. And then I also have some steps that I follow every day to activate my container. And they're simple, they're quick. This is not a lot of extra work, but it is highly intentional and it works. It really, really works. So what's fascinating is I've found by approaching social media as a container and being very clear about my intentions, I have started to create partnerships for my business with people who have huge audiences, and audiences of the size that I probably wouldn't be able to create for many, many years. And they've just happened naturally, very naturally, because that's been part of my intention with the container. I've begun to attract potential clients who are exactly who I want to work with without chasing them, without being in the DMs that much, because that is my intention. I trust that the container is going to bring me exactly who I'm meant to serve and that it will be easy. So, you know, in some ways it sounds too good to be true, but when you begin to work with the energetics like this, it is amazing what can happen. And again, I say this from my Ivy League left brain intellectual side. You know, it's not that I'm abandoning that, but when you start to marry the intellect with the intuition, it's amazing what you can create. And that's why I actually have a very intellectual approach to creating containers. I have a whole set of steps. So if you are feeling interested, if this is pinging you and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to create a container for social media. I am interested in how to create energetic containers for my personal work to amplify that. Or maybe you're an entrepreneur or a leader in your company and you'd like to learn the methods of setting a container for groups, reach out to me because I'm probably going to share an offering on this soon. And I'm recording this probably a few weeks before I air the episode. So if I've created something by the time this airs, I will put it in the show notes. I might have like a little list for you to go sign up on to get updates. And if you're listening to this in the future, I might already have something that is available. So go ahead and check the show notes because I will probably lead a class on how to do this. And I might do it specifically for social media because I have a template around how to do that. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, I would highly consider signing up for that because if you are someone who markets in the online space, you will really, really benefit from this. I mean, just imagine doing your marketing and feeling energized and not drained, seeing more ROI with less effort, getting clients who just magically come to you based on what you're called to share in the moment without having to plan a ton ahead of time. These are all really profound shifts that happen when you begin to engage with your social media as a container. And if you're interested in learning about how to do this to lead groups so that you can actually amplify the transformation for everyone who works with you, it's a similar methodology. So go ahead and look at the show notes and I'll probably have something available in the next few weeks because I've started to get some interest about this. And then lastly, I am taking one or two clients this calendar year for some deeper work. So whether you are wanting to deepen your intuition so that you can start to figure out how to do some of this stuff on your own, if you are someone who wants to start a business because you feel like your soul is calling you towards something bigger, or maybe you already have a business and it's not bringing you joy and something is out of alignment and you're not quite sure how to shift back to a place of joy and abundance, reach out to me. You can email me at rachel@uncorporate.com. I love doing this type of in-depth one-on-one work during the winter, fall in the winter, because this is the time for visioning, for growth, for seeding, not necessarily what's happening in the external space, but all the changes that need to brew within. So I find I always end up taking classes in the fall and winter because it's time to take in that nourishment and information and support. So this really is a beautiful time of year to do this because then you can weave into what you're going to vision for 2022 in a very organic, beautiful way. So it's a very potent time to do this work. And I will be taking one or two one-on-one clients this fall. We might open up a group offering if I get enough interest around either the containers, or I also have a free workshop up on my site right now around manifesting with the moon. And you can find that at uncorporette.com/manifestwiththemoon. And then lastly, my group, my business program will be opening up in the spring. And I am so excited about this. The Divine Feminine CEO will be opening up. And you can get on the waitlist for that at uncorporette.com/divinefeminineceo. So creating containers for social media and marketing is just one of the topics that we'll cover there. This is going to be a 6-month container. I am not going to be running this as an evergreen program. So there will be one chance to join in 2022. And I will interview people over probably 2 months to fill the container so that we can really build a circle of women, of mothers who are the right fit for this energetic container. And the reason I'm doing that is, as we've just explored, when you create a container of participants who are on the same frequency, who have the same intention, and the women I'm looking for, they don't want to build their businesses alone. They want to do it in a co-creative circle of sisters. These are women who are ready to receive abundantly, who are ready to really develop a relationship with their intuition so they can craft a business and a strategy that is so in alignment with who they are. So I'm going to be filling that container with women like that. So whether you're someone who is just considering starting a business, or you're someone who has a business but it's not quite feeling soul aligned, this container is for you, because it will be all about launching, creating and launching an offering that is aligned with who you are at a soul level, and doing it in a co-creative circle of sisters so that you do not have to do this alone, and you don't have to hire a team to do it either, because you can actively co-create and receive the energetic abundance of just simply being in that circle. So it will be a 6-month container, and we will be covering everything from going deep into who you are and pulling out your deepest wisdom from your life's initiations. Because very often when we create a business that is truly soul aligned, it has to come from that place. Now, some women can package up their skills and sell that and be happy with it. If you're listening to this podcast, you are probably not one of those women. You are probably here because your soul is speaking to you in some way. Your intuition is speaking to you. And so if you are someone who wants to run a business and be happy with it, your business has to come from that place of depth, because it's the only way that you'll be fulfilled. And this is especially true for my shadow mothers and my phoenix mothers, because you two archetypes, you really need to create from a soul-driven place. So that's what the Divine Feminine CEO is all about. It's about creating a business or an offering or pivoting so that you are deeply aligned and your work feels sacred and intentional, but combining that with all of my business strategy experience. So I'm going to give you the methodology to do this in a way that I have had 100% success with this method. Everyone I have ever worked with has sold their offer with my method, because it's based in a lot of market research and how do you ask the right questions so that you know what people need. And it's when you marry the strategy with the deep understanding of who you are on a soul level that you can create something that you love and that sells like hotcakes. And we'll also get into marketing in a very authentic way. And of course, as with everything I do, we'll be bringing in a lot of the earth-based and feminine practices about how to do it all without burning out. So if you are pinged by this, please go to uncorporette.com/divinefeminineceo. There's also a link to it on my homepage if you scroll down to seasonal offerings. I'm going to be building a waitlist because I will be interviewing participants over a couple of months, because I'm only going to take 13 women for this circle. So it's going to be an intimate circle. And that's the point, because everyone who participates will have the most amazing transformation when we can really set the field that way. So in case you couldn't tell, I'm massively excited about this. So please go sign up. If you feel pinged in any way, I will be sending out more information as we move into the new year. And for those who actually decide to sign up early, I will be taking you through a whole visioning and dreaming and dream seeding process in January and February to basically prime the field for this container. So I will have some very juicy bonuses for women who say, yes, Rachel, I am ready to do this container and I will do it with you in 2022. For those who sign up early, I'm going to have a whole gifted process for you to go through beforehand so that you can really weave in ready to go. So I'm so excited about it. So please reach out, rachel@uncorporate.com, or you can go to uncorporate.com/divinefeminineceo, or you can click on the link on my homepage. So I hope that today's episode has been helpful for you. If you desire to set up a container for your social media, email me or check the show notes to see if I have a link that's available, because there's a whole methodology around how we do this. It doesn't have to take a long time. It's not overly complex, but it's incredibly, incredibly powerful. So if you are wanting to receive more from your interactions with social media, if you'd like to feel clearer boundaries, if you would like to prevent any negative energy from getting stuck to you when you are engaging, this process is for you. So I encourage you to reach out. So I am sending you all the love, so many blessings, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram @uncorporate, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporate.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.